Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Shantae Out Loud. It's your host, Shantae Out Loud, and today I wanted to talk about value. Now, first of all, before we get to the shit, so let me introduce myself properly. Thank you for all your listens. I always have to start with gratitude, and thank you for sharing, for subscribing, for commenting, all those things. I love the conversations I've been able to build with some of you off of these podcasts and just even on my social media. So thank you. Also, I want to make an announcement for anyone who's listening here in San Diego. I will be a part of the Sacred Spirits Healers Market down in OB. Starting on May 3rd, I will be there every Friday, one Friday a month, to do some mini tarot and astrology readings. So come and see me if you want to get read and just chat. So today I wanted to talk about value because it's something I've been really considering a lot within my life as of recently, probably within the last couple years. It was so interesting because I'm about to get really hop in my astrology bag right now, so bear with me, those of you who may not understand this jargon. I was looking at what I was going to make one of my next astrology videos on, and I was thinking about Saturn. Saturn's getting ready to go retrograde. For those of you who don't know, Saturn is a planet in astrology that represents trials, discipline, restrictions, just getting, you know, Saturn is the ruler of the sign of Capricorn. So really, really what your foundation is and how you build yourself up for success. It has been personally transiting my second house in astrology. This is your finances, self-worth, work and life balance as far as that relationship goes. So for me, I think about all the way back to when it started, which was in 2017, the end of 2017, all the way till now. And it's fascinating to me what has come since that planet began its kind of cycle through this sign and through hitting my second house in my birth chart. So I have been employed, I've been unemployed, I've been underemployed, I've been overemployed. A lot has happened to me in the past 2 years in regards to that. So anyway, that's what really made me kind of consider what I assume to be value within my life. When it comes to value, it's interesting because, you know, it's a word that we hear all the time, even like as children. It's like, oh, what are your home, you know, your home values, your life value, you know, value savings, right? But I don't think it's something we really ever begin to consider until we become adults and of a certain age. Like, I always say I'm about 3 weeks out from 26 at this point, and all I can think about is what values mean to me at this point. And it was just kind of triggered by a lot of chaos. Like, 2018 was not my year. There were a lot of weird, really uncomfortable things that happened. And it really, a lot of these things called forward into me, really what value means to me. And it started with me. Like, what does value, what values do I hold myself to? What are the things that I, like, what, literally, what is my best self? What does she look like? How does she behave? How does she speak? What does she speak about? What does she do with her free time? Like, I started to really consider the way values played this part in my life and with myself. Because I also felt like I was around a lot of people and things that didn't allow me and grant me the space of the value that I was looking, that I felt that I held, and that I was looking to allow into my space. It's like, I had to learn it, especially for me, like, as I journey through becoming better with money. It was so interesting. The other night, I had the opportunity, every now and again at work, I get to work with kids. And this night, I was working with, like, probably anywhere from maybe 2 to 13-year-olds. And it was so interesting just hearing their take on the world. There was one really spirited character young woman in there, and she was she was something else. But what, she was so many things, but I couldn't let go of the fact that she was throwing around her iPhone. And I'm sitting here, like, you know, on the brink of 26, feeling like an old woman, because I'm like angry that this kid is just so cavalierly throwing around this $1,500 iPhone. And like, her iPhone, I mean, and it had to have been, I mean, you know, and then it made me think about how cavalierly I've thrown around my own iPhone. And then I got mad at myself because look at this thing that is valued at $1,500 that I just flip through and, you know, throw on the couch, throw it on the bed, like just completely drop it, like all the things I've done with this iPhone and just like not even understanding the value of it. And that is a more literal sense as far as money. But that's like, how could I be so just careless that I would be, and that's what I was thinking of this child throwing around this phone. Like, am I this careless child the way I throw around this $1,500 thing? So then I started to think, like, okay, what else about my values are skewed? I had to start looking around at the people who I was around, who I was spending, who I was trying to be around, even. Like, you know, never more now have I understood the you are who you are around theory, because it just feels like some of the people who I was spending a lot of time with, even within my own household, are just not people who I needed to be spending time with and around. I feel like I'm the type of person who kind of does best when I am locked into myself. There's something very, very spiritual about learning this value and what it means to you all by yourself. Write them down, literally journaling, like, this is what I choose to be. This is what I choose to feel. This is who I choose to be around. What are your values? You know, it's like whenever we watch TV shows and there's a breakup, well, we just had different values. Well, what does that mean? What do you value? Have you ever sat down and thought about what your personal values are? What holds weight in your life? Not money. Ethically, morally, spiritually, where are your values? What are you willing to attune yourself to better connect with those values that are supposedly yours? And I think that, you know, in the mid-20s, damn, I'm in my mid-20s, that's crazy. In the mid-20s, this is the time we learn about what our values are. Because once we start looking at what our values are, we start recognizing what is so malaligned about what we are doing, speaking, seeing, you know, around, that does not meet what we hold value to. When we're trying to be better people and we are trying to grow into adults, you know, really adult people who have insurance that they now have to get because they're turning 26, it's scary. It's scary. But my values have to change, because, and if they don't have to change, they have to be established. They have to be established, because as these years, these 20s are just the building blocks to what pieces of the rest of our lives are going to look like. And if I don't hold my values and get my values right with myself, I'm going to constantly be at the behest of the values of the world. And the values of the world aren't necessarily aligned with the values of me or the values of the best pieces of who I want to be. This world is teaching us to value materialism. This world is teaching us to value sex and lust and greed and hate and fear. That's what they want us to value. Those are the images we're inundated with. These are the things they're putting in our music. That's what they want us to hold value to. We're supposed to want to look like a fucking Kardashian. We're supposed to want to look like a Kardashian so much that we want to purchase now their beauty products so we can look more like them. They want us to be so obsessed with being fearful, so they're showing us images, the worst images of what the border situation looks like. This world does not hold, is not beholden to any sort of value that is positive. Now, there are people, places, and things that do hold those values, and they need to be of serious, serious thought on your behalf. Because what you're being taught to value might not even be your own personal piece of the pie. Like, you know what I realized I stopped caring about a while ago? I stopped caring about shoes. Like, there was a while where I was really super into buying, like, it was my treat to myself, like once a month when because I only get paid once a month, like I'm going to buy a nice pair of Jordans. That was my thing. And then I just started feeling like that was such a dumb thing to do, just personally. Like, what value do these J's really hold in my life that I feel like I need to buy a new pair every month? Why am I placing this value so high? Like, what else could I have been doing with this money that I earned that could be potentially more valuable for me than buying the Jordans? These are serious decisions that our 20s call out of us. And they fucking suck. Because sometimes you just want a pair of Jordans. And sometimes you want to be and engage in valueless behavior, but is it worth it? Do you value yourself? That's where it all begins. So if you've been feeling like a little bit, I guess, anxious and kind of lost within the way of the world, really, you know, tune into your values. What I noticed about myself is even cut it down. Like, I've done gone and erased all my contacts. I got maybe like less than 50 contacts on my phone because there were so many people in there who I didn't value. I don't keep text messages. I deleted a bunch of text messages from all the way back to like 2015, I think. I don't value that. I stopped following shit on social media that is freaking outlandish, and I turned on my quality filter on Twitter so I don't even see fuck shit at all. My notifications aren't on, so when I log in to Twitter and log off of Twitter, I'm placing all my values in other things. We are placing so much, the world is calling us to place values outside of ourselves. And I'm just getting back to what I value, what I want to see, what I want to hear, what I want to speak. I always say, the music you're listening to. You know how beautiful it is that Solange made an album with a song that it says nothing but do nothing without intention? These words we speak, these songs we sing, we rap, we put them on the stereo every day, charge it up to the Bluetooth every day. We turn up to these songs. But what are these songs teaching us about our personal values? Where do our values lie in these songs that are telling us all about the fancy shit and even the death shit, which is a whole other topic that we might just get to at some point on this podcast. But be careful what you're singing along to. Be careful what you're listening to. These are things that may come to fruition, and you do not want things that come to fruition that are not aligned with your values to be coming to fruition. Because once those things happen, you'll really feel how malaligned they are with what your actual sense of value is, whether on the front end or the back end. And neither of those ends are good. When you know, you know. So thank you for listening. Next time you hear this, I'll be on my fancy schmancy mic that one of my male friends is going to hook up for me. I haven't figured out which one of you, but if you're listening, it might be you. Thanks for tuning in. I love to continue this conversation. Follow me on any of my social media. I'm literally Shantae Out Loud everywhere. Shantae Outloud. Damn, I really always manage to rhyme. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. It has been a blast. DM me, email shantaeisloud@gmail.com, and let's chat. We out.